Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Cafecito Time. You are tuning in to the What Did He Said podcast RSS feed. This is the place where you're going to find Red Pill Tamales, Cafecito Time, What Did He Said podcast, all of our random spontaneous episodes. We're going to upload them right here. We've been giving y'all heads up. So if you're still subscribed to the Cafecito Time podcast and all the other RSS feeds, and you're having to jump around and you have to wait a whole week for an upload, hey, this is the spot. This is the destination. What Did He Said podcast feed, all the shows, one spot, y tas. All right, tas alegas. All right, this right here is Cafecito Time, and we went live with these episodes. So we're going to take this audio, and it's right here on the What Did He Said feed. Enjoy. Das. Coming at you live from Casa Bling Studios. Are y'all ready? First of all, I already drank. I chugged all my cafecito already. So Marisol is the only one with some cafecito left. And this is going on the podcast too. We can take this audio if it's long enough. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. I was going to say, do you want me to log on to the Facebook to read comments or to the YouTube to read comments?
We're just going to read Super Chats. We're only going to read Super
Chats. So Super Chats are on YouTube.
I can see them right here.
Read them? Oh, okay.
Yeah. So welcome, everybody. Here's the beginning of the show. Welcome, everybody. Gather around. This is Cafecito Time. Shout out to everybody tuning in, watching the replay, por todos lados, YouTube, Facebook, and, of course, the podcast. I'll check the audio after this.
Chingo de alambres. Can you fix it and post?
Well, it's morning, and we were just look, the camera looks a little crooked. But hey, if you're just listening in your car, you don't even know what we're talking about.
I'm so it don't even
tripod.
Matter.
Look, I'm looking at the tripod is sitting sideways. Look at the tripod. Look at the legs of the tripod.
Y'all, all I want to know is I'm just grateful that y'all sit through my voice this early in the morning because I never listen to myself when we record. Chingo does. He kind of goes in there to see like how we can improve and so forth. So I never listen to myself. And bro, I pretty much am low key Miley Cyrus.
Good morning, everybody. So major news, a couple things in the headlines. Did y'all see, ready? News headlines. Did y'all see that Bud Light made a whole custom can, a whole partnership branding ambassador, celebrating 365 days of girlhood with Dylan McIlvaney. This boy, she got her own can.
Well, I want you to hear something because here's what I'm upset about this whole situation that's going on right now.
I'm upset that La Raza is still going to be chugging it. Like, hombre carnal. You have to be inclusive.
And now we're going to wonder if they're going to purchase the one with the beer can with their face on it.
They're not going to know it was a dude. Toda la raza pisteando después del jale. No, cómprame un tall boy with the boy on.
What? With the boy on it?
El tall boy.
I want y'all to hear this. This has went viral after the Nashville shooting. Rest in peace to all the children and the teachers. But I find it funny.
I just find it funny that
how no one is. We're not making a big deal about the shooting. This is about trans rights, and that's what I'm so fucking confused about.
Who's saying
it? Everybody, social media,
they're
the
like
news.
Defending the shooter.
Like versus. Wait a second. Had that been a black person, a Hispanic person, a white person, anything else, it would have been a big deal. But because this is a trans person, I've said this time and time again, because people think that I'm obsessed with speaking about this subject on my podcast, which is fine because I am about it a lot of the times because it's too much in our face everywhere we go.
You're peeping the agenda.
Exactly. And so it's very, very annoying to me, like hardcore annoying to me. When someone wants to tell me that about something that can't exist, a man will never be a woman and a woman will never be a man. Period. No questions asked.
With a T at the end.
No questions asked. However, I will respect you if you've transformed yourself. Right. And you want to start going by Susie That's fine. I'll call you Susie. Susie, I'm talking about the one. Okay. And then that's another thing that I also, I think Officer Tatum said something the other day. He said something along the lines of, he has to respect like a man that is willing,
the commitment
to cut it off. He's like, at that point, I got to call that person. I just said Susie. So I got to call that person Susie, bless you, because he just kind of feels like, damn, he went 100% full force on this. So, I just don't understand this trans rights thing. Like, what is happening? What rights don't they have?
They're being weaponized.
Like, is it because a man that just because he puts on a wig and a little bit of lipstick goes into the bathroom, we're all supposed to be okay with it? Okay, fellas, let me ask you a question. If you have a daughter, your daughter goes to the restroom by herself. This guy that comes in all of a sudden claims to be a male, a female, and now they have urinals in the female restroom. Not saying that it's there now. I'm just saying hypothetically, right? Because he still has a little pee pee, right? And he's gonna pull it out while your daughter's washing her hands. Because where are you gonna put urinals?
I mean, that's already happened. So, like in locker rooms, the gym dressing rooms, the spa dressing rooms.
Well, there you go. So that's the whole thing. You know what I'm saying?
There's a lot to it.
So my problem right now is that they're making this a trans right debate or a trans right march versus this was a person that shot little kids and teachers. And we've been worried about trans rights.
We've been telling y'all the media ain't ish. We've been telling y'all people, la gente, oye, la raza is the most hard-headed and gullible people at the same time. We've been telling y'all the media is full of crap. There's always a spin. There's always an agenda. So what Marisol is saying is like, there was the active shooter, the school shooter person who had a manifesto. I know this is getting deep for social media, right? It's early in the morning. But this person literally wrote out a whole thing saying why they targeted that school, mm-hmm. who they were after, why, all their reasons. Funny how they don't ever let you see that because they don't want you to know how some of these people with a mental illness have been weaponized and activated to los traumaron. They basically told them like everybody that doesn't believe in this thing and they just want to call it a mental illness and gender dysphoria or whatever, they trying to erase y'all and they don't even believe y'all exist. They saying it's something else and it's a genocide. And they putting all these words in these people's heads. And then what does the media do? When this person wants to be a crash dummy and has a battery put in their back and they go and do something atrocious, what does the media do? They're like, and this did take place in Nashville, Tennessee, where there have been many laws and bills written that would prevent a minor to go get this, air quotes, gender affirming care. But anyway,
yeah, I mean, it's just, I don't know.
It's over the top, y'all. It's way over the top. But anyway, here comes Bud Light. And not to mention the Country Music Awards last night, which took place in Nashville, Tennessee. Right? Shout out to Jelly Roll. I heard he won like a bunch of awards. But they literally at the Country Music Awards in Nashville, where the shooting happened by a trans person with the manifesto. They I guess, I don't know if drag is something totally different, but they literally had like this whole tribute of like six grown men with wigs on the country music stage. What do you think the old school country singers are thinking right now? When I was growing up, a lady.
I don't know. I think so many people are becoming
woke.
It's like, it's now they're like, you're almost having to get used to it, adjust to it, whatever you want to call it. It's like, you're going to have to accept this as the norm pretty soon because I'm going to play a video and I'm going to tell you why we're pretty much going to become this. They're trying to make this a norm. I saw this video today. Listen to this.
LGBTQ, right? Let me tell you something about LGBTQ, right? It's about trans rights. This is only going in one direction. You will respect us. You can be upset. You can be angry. You can think it's unfair. You can feel like we're stealing something from you, but it's still only going in one direction. You will respect us.
Ese güey está chisqueado. Ese güey está chisqueado. And you just see the look crazy in his eyes. Can I call him a he? And because I don't know the pronouns.
And the person. Way he just stares.
Yeah. Crazy. So that dude, that person, always they be sharing that person's clips because obviously he's like an outlier, extreme, mentally ill person. And he, that person does videos always talking to the kids saying,
yes,
kids, let me holler at you. You need an adult.
That and he's got a Patreon specifically for kids to for train grooming. Them to train them or to tell them like your how to go about bad. Your parents are bad people. You need to start, you know, if you want to transform, it's okay to transform, blah, 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 blah. So, you know.
Basically, man, a lot of these folks are after the children. They're after the kids. And I know this is thrown off the social media algorithm. They're like, ¿qué está pasando? They're talking about too much real stuff right now. And we're going to talk about McDonald's laying people off, too. Tour dates coming up, man. I'm headed to El Paso, Texas. I'll be at the Comic Strip, 5 shows. That's already this weekend coming up, right? Easter weekend. Mm-hmm. Easter weekend. Come get your laughs before Easter Sunday. And I'm making a couple fun appearances in town while I'm there as well.
Are you announcing it today or no?
I mean, I can mention that I'll be at La Catedral, which is a really cool like restaurant brunch type of spot. I'll be there for 2 hours Friday before my show. But El Paso, April 6th, 7th, and 8th. Get your tickets now. After that, we have Sacramento, San Jose, Brownsville, Alamo, Texas, and many, many more. We're already like in the second quarter.
I think it. You asked it for your to recognize your face.
A ver, a poco. Can you put a passcode? Do you have an iPad passcode?
Yeah, it does give you the option.
Yeah. Oh. Ahí está, mira. McDonald's about to be laying people off. You know it's getting real when McDonald's starts to lay people off.
Well, let's talk about that because if you think about it, do you remember when we went to what city were we in, Boo? We got there and there were nothing but kiosk and there was like 2 people that were just there just to kind of help you just in case, you know what I'm saying? You couldn't get something, you know what I'm saying? And
I think that's like most McDonald's now have that kiosk option, but they'll usually still have a human. I haven't had McDonald's since Fresno.
I think
I was just in Fresno.
I haven't had McDonald's since I think that last time.
I was on North Blackstone in Fresno and I had to like run across the street to get coffee and a little breakfast sausage egg biscuit before jiu-jitsu class. We got any super chats? Any super chats? No super chats. Triste. But shout out to everybody right now leaving comments on YouTube and Facebook and tuning in on the What Did He Said RSS feed. We're going to start putting, is it April 1st yet? It's been April 1st, huh? What are we on now?
It was 3rd.
Damn,
today's the 3rd.
Damn, son. Today's April 3rd.
Already.
I'm telling y'all, man, this year is zooming by. So, okay.
Someone says, I wouldn't eat McDonald's even if it was free. Yeah, it's pretty grossy, Josie.
You know, sometimes you ain't got no choice.
Yeah, well, when we've been into some of these cities that are like super small that don't have very many options, it's like y'all straight up set them up for diabetes, cholesterol.
They like weed at home.
Yeah.
Like in little towns where it's like, oh, you want to make it to the Sonic antes de las 6 porque van a cerrar.
Yeah.
El Golden Chick. Ahorita está nada más el drive-thru hasta las 7.
I will say their breakfast is kind of fire.
That's what I had. I was in Fresno and I had breakfast. I had the McDonald's breakfast.
I do like their breakfast. I ain't going to lie.
Mm-hmm. And I called it Uber.
My inner fat girl in me still enjoys the McDonald's the breakfast from McDonald's.
Yeah.
Someone said all that fighting that happens at McDonald's for $15 an hour, and then they're just going to lay them off now. Okay. So my sister is HR, right? And so we were talking about, she's always going to events and she's always going to happy hours and having these events at work. And I was like, how do you handle so many events? She's like, well, what's happening is we're trying to bring the morale back up because basically after the pandemic, after all this situation, people don't want to come back to work. And so basically they just want to be able to continue to work from home, and they want to bring people back to the office to kind of bring, you know, bring that, I guess, community back into the office or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so she was saying it's been very hard. And, but she also said that a lot of people have needed therapy because it's, look at how we are as humans. Excuse me. I don't care which way you want to put it. Like, we all need some kind of human contact, you know what I'm saying? Or some kind of human interaction, you know? Mm-hmm. She was saying that some of the people that she interviews, when somebody reports them as maybe not performing or not up to par with where they're supposed to be, she was saying that a lot of their complaints are, it's like, I don't feel like my manager even, I don't even know who my manager is. Like, I've never met them face to face.
Wow.
Because that no one goes to work anymore. You know what I'm saying? Everything's done at home. So she was saying that was one. Two, it was like, I don't feel like I have a team. I don't know who my team is. Like, yeah, excuse me. Yeah, we do like Zoom calls, but you know, I don't know my team. Like, I can't say, oh, I know that Jeff over there has two kids and a wife and whatever, you know, I just know Jeff on Zoom and that's it. So she was saying that they're trying to bring that morale back up at work, which is the reason for all these functions. So they're investing, a lot of the bigger companies are investing money in bringing back, you know, the people to work, or bringing back that like work environment so that people will want to start coming back to work. You know, this did a lot of damage in a lot of ways. And that's in the schools, you know, in work. A lot of people lost their homes. When I did, I think the Women in Business series, and I interviewed Fresh, which they're a company who goes around trying to raise money to put like showers outside for the homeless, right? And so one of the things that she actually said was that she had met a lot of people on the streets right now, mostly men, and because they lost everything, they had to start selling things little by little. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So first it was the car, then it was the house.
During the pandemic?
During the pandemic, because they had no money. They weren't an essential worker. So how are they going to keep their house up? How are they going to pay?
Stand-up comedians? What was it? Were they rappers?
And so then, well, I mean, that's a whole other story for another podcast. Our situation was quite interesting, you know?
Yeah, people be at the jewelry store. Man, didn't Chingo Bling have a grill just like that?
But how we survived.
Melted down all the grill.
No, we survived because people think that we live a lavish life. We don't live a lavish lifestyle, which is the only reason why I feel we survived that pandemic, because there was no work. No work.
Yeah, all the comedy clubs were closed, you know. But hey, La Raza, wait till La Raza starts putting two and two together. Like, the way these public officials went about doing things, whether it's, you know, Fauci on down, when is La Raza going to put two and two together and be like, oye, ¿por qué el estado de nosotros como que se pusieron más bravos? Ah, porque usted vive en California, oiga. Oh, ¿y eso qué tiene que ver? Es que son demócratas.
Well, I mean,
a lot of the Republicans were also.
Yeah, a lot of the Republicans, too. They're fucking little.
But for the most part, it's like these fake scientists, fake data, globalists, you know what I mean? Fake research, propaganda, the anxiety machine, fear porn, CNN having the body count, the case number up there. Like, confusing people on purpose to where it's like, no, you got to get this thing and it's going to help you.
Yeah.
And it's like, wait, like, how many people saw it?
Well, I saw the court thing with Rand Paul mm-hmm. or Ron, whatever.
Well, let me go ahead. Let me say this real quick. Everybody in the comments right now, and I'm asking you, Marisol, too. How many people still don't know that the jab don't work, la medicina, that they were forcing people? Doesn't stop you from getting it, doesn't stop you from spreading it, and it does have side effects. How many people don't even know that? Like, you just tell them that, like, what? What are you talking about?
Well, I think the majority of the people don't know.
I had to tell my mom yesterday.
But also, you also, at the same time, on the flip side of this whole situation is people were scared. I mean, they were scared. And so their first thing was like, fuck that. I don't want to like, I don't want to catch that. I don't want to spread it to my kids. I don't want to you know? And it was like, okay, wait a minute. My first red flag for this whole situation, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I have nothing. And that's what I was so upset about. It's like any other time, if there had not been a pandemic, anytime they're going to put out any vaccine, it takes almost 10 years before you can get it. How did you miraculously just come up with it in 9 months or however long it took to make this one
their excuse
thing?
Their excuse was, well, you know, the technology and the science that it's based on had been happening for decades.
So they knew for decades that this pandemic was going to happen then.
Yeah, I mean, if you
kind of think about it, now you're saying y'all already knew this was going to leak at some point, or did you plan to leak
they made it?
They
made it. And now, how many Mexicans? I'm about to get up and look at them.
Not Mexicans.
I like to pick on Mexicans. I like to pick on Hispanics because nos creemos todo lo que dice Jorge Ramos. Like, how many of them folk of our people where you try to tell them, like, you know, it didn't come from soup? Ah, poco.
Oye, yeah.
Pero era de un caldo de murciélago.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, sir. You know, that thing was like a bioweapon.
Mm-hmm.
And some of this stuff you're not even allowed to talk about on these platforms because
what kind on here?
Because like one minute you saying it and they call you a conspiracy theorist. And then 6 months later, they're like, oh, come to find out it did not have anything to do with raccoons, pangolins or bats.
Yeah.
Da cabrón.
It is so, because I'm not mad at anybody who is believing this because that, you know, you're just kind of not, maybe you don't have the time. I mean, I think we all kind of live that life.
Yeah, but también uno like tries to tell folks, like, you know, you're taking on risk by it messing around with that experimental thing. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. it's like the information is out there. There's people like myself, you got podcasts and they rather like shoot you down, ignore you, think you're crazy, and they rather believe something that's already proven to be dangerous. So,
well, how they kind of started to put two and two together was it wasn't even doctors, it wasn't a nurse, it was funeral home owners that started to discover about these blood clots. Because too many of the dead people that were coming in, right, when they were, I guess, starting to clean them and preparing them, were finding these long blood clots.
Like,
yeah, and they were like, what is happening? And then one funeral home owner just kind of decided to call their other buddy who owns a funeral home. And was like, hey, bro, is this happening to any of your dead folks that you're getting in? It's like, what? Yes. I was thinking, like, what is happening? So that one called the other one and called the other one, and they just kind of all sat together and were starting to compare blood clots. How crazy is that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
But I mean, like, here's another red flag that people could have peep game. Like, when folks were saying, hey, don't y'all think it's weird that you're not, that they're silencing certain doctors and you're not allowed to tweet or post certain things without it. There were a lot of that's, are you sure you want to follow Chingo Bling? Like, that's fact check pa todo. Like that alone, like, you should be able to like tell your friend, fellow citizen, family member, like, hey, you know, well, it's because they're trying to keep us safe. You're spreading misinformation. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, yeah. I mean, regardless, even if you were spreading misinformation, it's still your right to talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Oh, you mean like free speech?
Yes. Which we no longer have. Nah. No one does.
Did you hear about the dude that they trying to give him 10 years for a meme?
Mm-mm.
Oh, let me just tell y'all real quick, just so y'all up on game. I forget the guy's name. I think it's like Douglas Mackey or something like that. He had a real popular Twitter account and he would just, I mean, call out like Democrats mainly, mm-hmm. right? So he ended up making like a meme where it was like, skip the line, vote from the phone, vote from home, like text 12345 Hillary to whatever, mm-hmm. right? And you'll be able to vote. And like nobody fell for it because everybody knows how voting works, right? Mm-hmm. Pero de todos modos, they were like, this could have possibly, you know, he's interfering, he's tricking people, he's telling people like this little graphic that looks like a flyer is telling people that you could vote by text. And they're like, yeah, but nobody believed it because it's a meme page. And you know, you can't vote from text yet, right? They don't have, mm-hmm. they haven't had their way yet because they could rig that. And so now they're trying to give him 10 years, bro, 10 years for a meme.
Is that even legal? Is there some kind of legal way of making that happen?
When you have a blue, like Democrat areas where you're going to get number of Democrat jurors and number of Democrat judges. You know what I'm saying? Like, why is Trompitas getting railroaded in Manhattan? Because it's a Democrat DA. You know what I mean? It's a Democrat area. Why do you think the J6 people got railroaded in D.C.? Because it's all Democrat judges. And then if any judge tries to do anything that looks like it's helpful to the MAGA people, they get cut off from all their friends. Like, everybody cuts them off. Like, how dare you? How dare you? It's like, no, I did it because the Constitution, not because of Trump or whatever. It's like, no. But what you did, can't you make an exception for the Constitution because it's helping the red hat people? So basically, long story short, they finna get this man 10 years for a meme. Obviously, the people that want him in jail, they're not going to consider it a meme. They're like, no, this isn't a meme anymore. This is, he's lying and tricking voters. It's like, no, it was a joke. Everybody knows it's fake.
So
they don't want you to be able to meme, bro.
But I just still don't get how we as people have not yet discovered or figured out the kind of shit that's happening and how we're just supposed to just say, okay, well, they said, why would they lie to us? You know? I'm looking at it here.
Wow.
This guy named Jose Amparo, can I just say something about his last name?
Sure.
I don't know why I've always, that name Amparo, because there's women named Amparo.
Uh-huh.
I've always felt like they're like, I picture like a big mean girl. That last name is so strong. His is a last name, but I used to think it was such a strong first name. Like, ahí viene Amparo. Ay! You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's so random, I know, but I saw his last name and I was like, oh my God. Harold is saying, because a lot of older people don't listen to podcasts, they follow whatever the news says. Yeah, I think a lot of young people too, though. Harold, I'm going to have to agree. And because I feel like it's kind of hard. It's kind of hard because they want to tell you something on one side. They want to tell you something on the other side, which is why this whole time during this entire thing, I've always had said, do your own research. You don't have to believe what either one side, and you don't have to believe what Chingo Bling says or what I say.
Yeah.
Like, you have to figure it out for yourself.
Yeah, like the dollar is actually collapsing. It doesn't matter what I'm telling you.
Yeah, like, exactly.
There's countries moving away from the dollar. Like, that's been like everybody on here that's watching from America. We all grew up like very blessed to be in the number one country where the dollar was like the standard, the gold standard, the petrodollar, where if any oil was exchanged between countries, they had to transfer over to the dollar, which allowed us, the U.S., to sell bonds in the bond market, like U.S. Treasury bonds, to other countries, Japan, mm-hmm. and there. So boom, it just keeps our inflation kind of down. It keeps our dollar strong. Now, all these countries are starting to do deals, and they're getting off the dollar, and they're trading off of the Chinese yuan or whatever. Mm-hmm. So inflation about to get worse. They're trying to turn us into Venezuela, is what I've been trying to tell y'all. But anyway, this is turning into
red because people are saying.
They're trying to turn us into Venezuela, man. But la raza no entiende. Like, no, carnal. I wanted no more mean tweets.
They're saying that about the dollar, like how the dollar's collapsing.
The dollar about to fall off. And they're going to try to force everybody onto a central, like, central bank coin.
They're saying make sure you have gold.
I've been trying to tell y'all.
Yeah.
They're like, cállate, parody rapper. I see. Hey, the guy that sings Taco Shop is telling, hey, the dollar's collapsing, inflation's gonna get worse. Nombre, mándalo la fregada.
Yeah.
But hey, congratulations, y'all. Yeah, they're doing a whole lot of stuff, man. So yeah, start to I would like to do more videos like on YouTube where we show like the preparation stuff, like have an expert on, like, okay, hypothetically, it'll be like, hey, welcome back to the channel. Today we're here with such and such, right? Hypothetically, if the water is jacked and there's no more water, I think we got a super chat. I'm about to get up and read it. Okay. Like, say there's no water, right? And we're sitting here with this expert. What could we do? And then they could break it down. All right, if you don't have a well, if this, and you don't have one of these, you can make this or make sure you have one of these. Like those big metal, I forget the name of the brand. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
The big metal ones that filter out a bunch of stuff. In case y'all haven't noticed, man, every time a train gets derailed or there's some kind of like ecological spill of some sort, you on your own. You on your own. You sitting there waiting on FEMA. And meanwhile, you don't know if you got to evacuate. Can you take a bath? What do you got to do to the water? Mm-hmm. Can you breathe the air?
Yeah.
No te dicen ni madre, güey. All right, super chat. Steve Hernandez, he said, once you see this BS, you can't unsee it. Some good comments.
And Jason said, what other platform are you streaming on? Because you're not going to last here on YouTube with your verdades.
And I want
to make sure I keep my ear to you guys.
Well, join the email list on my website. But yeah, right now we're on Facebook and YouTube, which is like, come on, dog. You know you can't talk about this. They're going to push you over there on Rumble. You're going to be over there on Rumble somewhere. We're a lot of places, but...
You know where we still haven't gone live from, babe, is...
Rockfin.
Rockfin. We still need to go live on there.
I need to set it up. There's like some code thing you got to punch in.
I think that's...
I got some other stuff I got to take care of with them. But thank you for the super chat. Thanks for all the comments. Where can they find some Her Apparel?
Herapparel.tx.com. Yo, so I had some people come in this weekend. I worked at the store this weekend. And it's always really cool because I don't think I expect to see people that are like from Cafecito time or that were, or if I met them somewhere else, you know. And I was working at the store. And you have to remember, I don't know people. Like, I don't know their faces. I may know, like, for example, if our girl Mousy here, if she was out on the street, I have no idea what she looks like. You see what I'm saying? But if she said, I'm Mousy, it would have been like, oh, yeah, it's Mousy, right? And you see how I remember her name, but I have no idea what she looks like. I would never recognize her out on the street if we saw each other. Well, this person that came into the store kept walking around. I was like, hi, you know, let me know if I can help you with anything. And then she finally comes up to me. She's like, so I follow you. And so, you know, I had that speaking engagement last weekend. And so she was one of the people that attended and it was really cool. And I don't know why I get so excited to see people that are like, it's really corny. I know, but it was like, oh, you do. And it's always like, I don't think they expect for me to like hug or say, thank you for following me. So it's funny, like to see reactions from the people, like when you tell them those things, it's almost like, wait, no, I'm excited to see you, but I'm just excited to meet them, you know, because it's like, it's kind of still kind of like trippy, right? Like these people say, I follow you, at least for me, maybe not for you, but for me, it's kind of trippy. Or when they say, oh, I love watching Cafecito time. Cause I don't ever feel like, well, I don't know where this is getting us. You know what I'm saying? But it's fun. I like to sit here with my husband and chit chat. I mean, we chit-chat enough.
We got a $2 super chat. So, hey, you know, we can split that, bust that down the middle.
I just wanted to say, so if you ever come by to the store and you say hello, you know, and I'm there, I'm going to say hello back. And don't get weirded out by it.
So you're talking about the Hive Boutique in Rice Village where you could find Her Apparel. Her Apparel is...
And Penny and Sunny Kids, guys. I don't talk about it enough. And here's the reason why. Still haven't made my girl's website yet. I haven't opened the store yet. So really right now, their brand is solely being sold at the store. So unfortunately, I haven't had time yet, but it's something that's going to get done this week. So their website's going to get up.
You think people that shop on the website are going to be like, no me está bien caro? Versus the boutique people that are like, psh, I'll take that.
Maybe, but... Y'all, I'm not selling y'all like I'm not selling y'all like shitty clothes, just so y'all know. Also, this is the cooler part. I had been wanting to do something like this with my own brand, which is the reason why I only deal with female vendors, minus my screen printing guy, because he's my dog and he's been making my stuff for a minute. So shout out to Ink Cotton, because that's who I use to print my stuff. But I try to stay with working with women, you know, as much as I can. Like, that's who I deal with. But anyhow, so we're getting dolls made. Right? They're handmade dolls. And, you know, I feel like I'm giving another female work who normally wouldn't have a job, found out she sews. And I said, would you be down to do this? Make some extra money, make my dolls, you know, what is fair? We kind of talked about it. So these dolls are in the making. So I'm excited for those to come out and for those to be available. They are not going to be a $10 doll. I'm just going to be honest with you. Just because
it's a boutique handcrafted doll.
It's a handcrafted doll. The lady is putting her, you know, she's having to sit and put it all together. I mean, it doesn't come together. It's like hand.
It didn't come head. From China.
Yeah, it didn't come from China. So, you know, so yeah, it's not going to be a $10 muñeca, but it is, you know, it's going to be decent and, you know, she's going to get paid and, you know, my girl's going to start their brand. So, you know, stay tuned for those because I'll probably bring them here for show and tell because they're sisters of four because there are four. They're four little dolls and I call them sisters of four. So they're four girls. I thought about making little boys, but I don't know yet.
Yeah, no, it's all good. Penny and Sunny Kids, you could scoop that at the Hive Boutique. Mm-hmm.
And go follow them on social media. We do have an Instagram already created. It's just not super duper active just yet. So it's Penny Sunny Kids. So go on there, you know, follow them. So that way, when I do get everything going, you're up to date with the newest releases, which we just have the cutest clothes that just dropped. So
any markets or pop-ups or just
maybe markets. The weekend of May 5th and the 7th, I will keep y'all posted.
And you'll let them know on Instagram.
I'll let y'all know on Instagram. Yeah, I'm not sure yet. But getting back to this, what is the name of the boutique, Elizabeth? It is called the Hive Pop-Up Collective. It's on 2431 Rice Boulevard in the Rice Village.
Right by Rice University.
Right by Rice University. Really cool, really unique. Some of the women in there design their own things. Some of the women make their own jewelry. Everything's, you know, other people bring stuff in from, like, there's one girl who's kind of has a, I always mispronounce this word, like Parisian, is that how you say it?
Parisian?
Yeah. Style of clothes. So hers is more like super duper, like, elegant and has this look, right? And so everybody's unique there. So
everybody thinks Paris is elegant till you go.
Yeah.
And it's like, ooh, y'all
and it's burning right now.
Yeah, they're protesting. La raza no sabe, carnal.
And I told you already, babe. I don't know that it's not.
La raza. They watch mainstream media. They think the border's secure.
Is y'all a Texan thing? Because y'all sound like a muñeca from Mississippi or Georgia. Jamie Pinon said that.
Y'all is a Texas word, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure other people say it too, but, you know.
It's hilarious because I think I said this before on here when our comedian friends Jerry and Jesus,
they're like, damn fool,
they're like, wow,
hey, different, dog.
Were so, and it was funny because they kept looking at me and I was like, why do they keep staring at me? Like, what's in my mouth? I didn't know, like, if I had something in my teeth or what was going on. He was like, man, you really talk like a Texan.
Because when you don't leave LA, for the most part, for, like, your whole upbringing, your whole youth, you think everybody talks like that, huh?
But I think also.
Nah, fool.
I don't hear it, but I get it a lot, that I have a thick Texas accent, or twang is what they say. You have a twang. And or I'll be on the airport. Remember I told you I rode with that girl from Boston one time when I was going to go meet you? I flew out. And she was like, I can't help but to say, my God, you have such a thick Texas accent. I was like,
thank you.
I do? I was like, oh, okay.
You're like, already.
Yeah. See, this guy, Jamie, he's saying, yeah, la neta, you really do. Okay, the name of the boutique, Elizabeth, is called The Hive Pop-Up Collective. So like come by like a beehive. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm a stand-up comedian. I will be telling jokes in El Paso. If you know someone from El Paso, I'll be there April 6th, 7th, and 8th. Even if you can't make it, tell a friend, let your people know. You're going to see me popping up all around town. You might see me at a jujitsu gym. You might see me at the barbershop, even though I don't grow hair no more. You'll see me at La Catedral, kicking it, maybe having some chilaquiles, dancing the cumbias.
Hey, what happened there, Peter?
I needed some tequila, some Pai Tequila. Shout out to the sponsor, Pai Tequila. But yeah, I'll be at the comic strip. Looking forward to it. A whole weekend of doing what I do and feeling productive, like, man, being on stage, getting ready, being backstage, telling jokes, working out the material, like getting back to that part of all the things we do. Think about what percentage am I actually on stage? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that's why it's such a special, I got to really like savor that hour when I'm on stage. So looking forward to seeing you guys there.
I get butterflies in my stomach for my husband every time he gets on stage.
I see. There it is.
What?
Steven Hernandez, shout him out, another super chat. He says, now y'all can buy a gallon of gas. He sent us another $2.
Mm-hmm.
They want to know what's the black bottle.
The black bottle is Pai Tequila. This one is so good and so like smooth and
it's off the chain.
Man, it's just really good. And I'm not just saying that because they're the sponsor. I really wouldn't even have said anything if I didn't like it. I just would have been like, this is our sponsor.
You know what?
But this is really good.
Yeah, I think this is the first alcohol ever where I could drink not like a whole lot, but like, you know, a good decent amount to where the next day I don't feel anything.
But we're also not taking shots.
No.
We're like
you're not
sipping.
Yeah, no. But even still, like
I wonder where that started at.
Mexico. Oh,
the shot thing.
White spring break girls in America. No, but regardless of the shooting, like even if I were to sip some cheap or not even cheap, but just any type of liquor,
mm-hmm.
I could just be sipping it as well. But the next day, I feel either a little bit tired, like mm-hmm. I didn't sleep as good, like a slight foggy, or mm-hmm. a little bit of a headache, mm-hmm. or you feel a little dehydrated.
Yeah.
Something's off. But with this, it's kind of like freaky. Like even my friend Juan, he was like, bro, he's like, I drank a lot of it. He's like, this is really weird.
You know? Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what it is. It's maybe because it's so pure. Sepa. This one's actually filtered out through carbon. You know that?
No.
Because the black bottle, it's a tequila reposada, right? So it's the reposado edition where they let it rest in barrels for like up to a year. After that, it becomes an añejo. But so they rest it in barrels, right? And it usually picks up a little bit of a flavor and a color, but they take that out when they refilter it through carbon.
Oh, that's how that works.
So it goes through carbons of some sort. I don't know. Maybe they have like a filter with a bunch of black powder carbon and it filters out and it comes out clear again without that little bite of a taste.
Got it. It's so good though.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, I took a little sip on it while I had this bad headache and it helped me go to sleep.
Ain't that something? Wow.
So, Jamie, I'm sorry I called you Jamie. It's Jaime.
Yeah, Jaime. Colache. All right. Well, I know you got to go podcast. Make sure y'all tune in.
But yeah, go to my Facebook today. I'm actually going to go live. I'm going to stream live today on my podcast. My girl Marissa's going to be on. I'm not going to look like this. I was planning to get cute for y'all. I was going to do my hair and my makeup, but then.
Maybe next time we'll have two camera angles. Like, boom. Maybe we put the Pai Tequila Neon.
Oh, right, that's a good idea.
And you have the camera that way, and then I have one kind of like
this. Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. But, you know, Sunny slept until 8 a.m. today, mm-hmm. which that is a first. So you think sleep, fix my hair, makeup, sleep. It's going to be sleep. Sleep and sleep one today.
And Sunny just got her hair cut, so she grew up. She woke up toda on fleek.
Yeah,
little bob.
She looks so cute.
Yeah, she looks like a big girl. She's got a big girl haircut.
So I'm gonna go live on my YouTube channel today. And that is all about her. Go on there if you haven't subscribed yet. I'm gonna get back on my YouTube game. I fell off. But it's going to get popping again. And so today I'm going to kick it off. This is going to be my kickoff to my YouTube channel again. I do have a podcast channel, but we're going to do it on my personal today. So I don't want to do it. I don't have enough followers on my, podcast channels, one.
So many pages.
So
today, sneak peek, we're bringing back the Fedia hats. We're going to drop special edition, limited amount. I don't know how we're going to do it, like pre-order or like only X amount made. If they're ready in time, I might take some with me to El Paso, which they'll probably run out there. But I want to give first dibs to all the patrons, all the members of the TIA, the Tamale Intelligence Agency. If you want to join that, hit up the patreon.com.
Oh, they're getting first dibs.
I need to spoil them. They need as many perks as possible.
Yeah, because that's what I do with my girls. They get first dibs on my merch.
They need as many perks as possible and probably a promo code and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I have going on. I'm going to check, get a head start, start gathering merch, problem solving, picking up merch, getting all that going.
I still think you need to do a Fedia like red, white, and blue.
Yeah, that could be one of the additions as well. Maybe like a would it be a red hat or a blue hat?
I think blue, not because blue hat, it'll look cool. Like it's a more of an everyday.
So blue hat, white letters,
and then red. Could it be the string? Could it be red, white, and blue? Could they make it in there like that?
Like stripe, every letter is a different color.
Like striped, like red string, white string, red string, white, like that.
Vertical stripes.
Whatever kind of stripes, doesn't matter.
It depends on the stitch. If the stitching is going across and it's one color string going across, that one string can't change colors as it's going across. So it'd have to be like a bunch of white strings going across and then blue and then red
or whatever. Or if you just made it look like the American, like the stripes, that'd be dope.
Yeah, they might have to do redigitize how it's going to go.
Well, that's a combo for a whole other day off here.
You know,
but we're giving y'all exclusive of what is happening. So you guys will get it first.
Whoa. Action, action, action. Also, we're going to make a whole bunch of content today. So that's another thing. We're all over the place, y'all. We juggle a lot. But I'm going to get with my director today and probably do some voiceovers. Let us know what y'all want to see. Voiceovers, some kind of skits. You might see me throw on a wig or two, do some characters, some voices. I don't know. Also, there's working on a lot of music. So y'all just stay tuned.
He said last night he made a toxic upbeat.
So basically, last night the baby was giving us a hard time to go to sleep. And she kept saying, we're like sitting there trying to lay down so she can go to sleep. And then me and Marisol can kick it. And then she's all, oh no, about something. Oh no. And it reminded me and Marisol of this dance hall song by a Red Rat. So I was like, look, I'd love to lay here with you and help you put her to bed, but you might as well just put her to bed. I'm gonna go into the studio next door and cook up a little beat inspired, like add some guido, some reggaeton, and make it kind of like that hey, you gonna night, that's good, you know, that kind of vibe. So I want to show my soul. I got it in the headphones, and it's going to be something like 915, something got a lot of toxica. Something toxica.
There you go. See, guys, it already came about.
We got a super chat. He's asked, Steve Hernandez is asking, Chingo, when with a cow tipping in the middle of the pasture? When is that song going to come out? Man, I gotta get with I probably gotta find some like musicians for that, because it requires more like musicality.
Instruments.
Yeah, instruments and musicality. So let me do some research on that.
Hi baby. They're saying they're loving the voiceovers, that they share them, and kind of the ones hit hard.
Thank you. Yeah. We're trying to step it up, reach more people, and break through so that all these shows get sold out, so that we go to Sacramento, San Jose, Brownsville.
Oh, Sacramento's coming up too. Have it on here, right?
It's right around the corner.
It's right around the corner, guys.
And
I'd love to meet y'all. I'm actually going to this show.
Marisol will be at the Sacramento show, so expect that to sell out April 19th. Entonces, yeah.
I'm going to do 5 minutes of stand-up. Just kidding.
You might as well do the intro. I mean, hey, get you some practice. We're going to tune out, tell them bye. All right, y'all. Yeah. We all got a lot of stuff to do. I know y'all got a lot of stuff to do, but thank you so much for listening. Thanks for the super chats. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Everybody on YouTube watching the replay, everybody on Facebook watching the replay, and everybody tuning in on the podcast RSS feed. The What Diddy Said, we're going to put all the podcasts under that one so that you just subscribe there. And it's just new episode all the time.
Oh, so they'll have something pretty much every day of the week. Got it. Awesome.
I can literally just do a solo podcast and upload it. And it'll be right there. You won't have to wait a week.
So they would subscribe to What Diddy Said. And then RPT will be on there. And What Diddy Said.
Cafecito Time. What Diddy Said. All of that. All right, y'all. We are out. I'll see you in El Paso this week.
Bye.